Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
For something a little bit different now, what have David Beckham, Prince Charles and Scarlett Johansson got in common? Well, it turns out they're all beekeepers. Whether it's a case of celebrity influence or simply a desire to help our much-loved pollinators, there's been a marked increase in interest in beekeeping as a hobby. One person who's recently caught the bug for beekeeping is Catherine Carton, and she's here in studio now to tell me all about it. How did you get into beekeeping?
So I was influenced as well, but more closer to home. So my friend's dad is a beekeeper, and we were at a wedding and we got talking about bees, and I was fascinated because I had never met a beekeeper. Like that you see people online and on the internet and on telly, never crossed my mind that like us normal Joe So people could keep bees. And I live in like a suburban kind of area as well, and he has his bees up on like an industrial estate. But anyway, after a good hour gnawing the ear off him about bees, I decided to keep an eye for the local beekeepers association's beginner classes that they do in springtime. So I just set a little reminder on my phone, and then come February time, I signed up to do the beginner course, which was like 6 weeks of theory. So you didn't get to look in a hive or touch a bee. You had to learn the theory first. Yeah. And the guys made a really good point, because they were saying there was about 50 people at the beginner's class, and they said probably 10 of yous will actually become beekeepers, because a lot of people, when they get to the hive, obviously it's a bit nerve-wracking, open up a hive with like 10,000 bees in them and more this time of year. So I did my 6 weeks theory, and then I joined the association, and around about May time, I got to actually visit, got to put the bee suit on. I felt deadly, and I got to visit the association's apiary, and that's when I actually had the hands-on experience of opening up a hive, what you check for, looking in them, and actually experiencing the bees as well, and that trying not to get stung.
And it inspired you then to go and get yourself hive.
I got a secondhand hive, and initially when I was learning about beekeeping, I was like, I don't know if I'll become a beekeeper, but at least I'll be able to be a hive helper, so I can help out at someone else's apiary. So it turns out I'm both at the moment. I am a hive helper at a larger apiary where they have 10 hives. And that's great, because I get to learn things. When you just have one hive, you just check it once a week for 10 minutes, check that they're grand. But on the larger apiary, you do things like queen rearing and swarm control and different things like that. So I have technically, I have two hives now. I have one hive. I got a secondhand hive, assembled it, put it together, and then I got the bees for it. But then last month, I actually caught a swarm.
How'd you catch a swarm?
I know. Oh God, I was so nervous. So swarms, that's their natural way of reproducing. So a new queen has emerged, the old queen may fly off and swarm. Half of the hive will go with her, the other half will stay in the hive. So when you see a swarm, people kind of panic, because you've all these bees flying around, and they will cluster in a big ball on a tree or in a hedge or in someone's chimney if they're not caught soon enough.
So you're just on standby for a call for somebody who's absolutely freaking out and going, I will come.
Yeah,
and
I came to the rescue. So if you see a swarm, you can report a swarm on swarms.ie, and then they're linked in with all of the beekeepers associations. So in the WhatsApp group, they always report on swarms, and I'm in the Fingal beekeepers group, and all of the swarms were over in Swords, and I'm in Blanchardstown. So anyway, there was never a swarm out my way, and then one Sunday I got lucky. There was literally a swarm around the corner from where I live at the health centre, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. So I just put in the group, listen, I have a spare box, happy to try and collect it, but I've never caught one before. So another more experienced member of the group, Victor, he's local as well, he says, listen, do you want me to come and help you? And I said yes, because I had the general gist on how to do it, but obviously it's your first time. So I got there, and it was at the health centre, so the nurses were like, oh my God, are you
and you're in the full gear, I assume.
Yeah, I put my suit on. I felt like Superman showing up with my bee suit on, like, don't panic, I'm here for the bees. So yeah, you have to scoop them all up, so you have to make sure you get the queen. So you scoop them up into a box, and like that, I didn't see the queen, but they start communicating with each other, and they stick their little bums in the air, and they wiggle, and they give off this pheromone to say The queen is inside. Everyone come into the box. Now, that was actually the easy part. The hard part then is you then have to put that box of bees in your car and you have to drive to bring them to their new home.
And you're worried about like them breaking out, getting stung, yeah, and so now a swarm being rampant around Fingal. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to, you just strap up your box and you close the entrance. And then obviously you can't drive with your veil on. You can drive in your bee suit, but you obviously can't have to take the veil down. So yeah, I was driving then with the bees gone like 2 miles an hour over every speed bump just in case. I felt like I needed one of those signs that says like bees on board just so people would be like, don't drive too close to me.
And you get home, where did you put two beehives? And you have to talk to neighbours about it, just to manage concerns. Yeah,
there's no laws against having bees in a garden, but I would talk to your neighbours. Now, I don't have them in my own garden just because I have neighbours that have young kids and stuff. I have them in a larger plot, but definitely, because not everyone has the same excitement when they see, you know, a lot of bees. Some people might tolerate them in the garden, but when they see, you know, lots of numbers of them. Bees are actually grand. They're quite docile. They come and go. They have a job to do. But some people will misinterpret them for wasps. And the last thing you want is a neighbour to start spraying them or anything like that. So wherever you are going to put them, you know, actually urban beekeeping is quite big in the likes of London and Paris. They have them on rooftops. Some companies will allow people a little space to keep bees on roofs.
What happens
stuff.
When you go on holidays? Do the neighbours just keep an eye or?
The
friends,
bees are grand.
Family.
So there's with bees, this time of year, you have to check your bees once a week and you're checking to they're not showing any signs of swarming. You're checking that they have enough food. Is the queen laying? So you can just get one of your other beekeeper pals to like help you out. But they're grand for a week, 2 weeks.
Quick, what's your funnest fact learning about bees?
Oh my God, bees do the waggle dance. So, and sometimes you get to see it if you're checking your hive. So a forager bee will come back to the hive. And bear in mind, when the hive is dark. So they do this figure of eight dance. And that figure of eight dance is telling the other forager bees the direction and location of where the good pollen is.
Well, it feels like the waggle dance,
the waggle dance is
a perfect moment to wrap Catherine Carton, author and beekeeper, and hand over to Louise Duffy, who can now go and look up what is a waggle dance. Over to you, Louise.